All of those who are English speaking to our service next week, our English service will be at 11:30, and it's a little bit different than this one, so I just wanted to invite you. We're a little bit more modern, and we won't wear suit and ties. You just come as you are, and just come experience God next week. So I just want to invite you.
先跟这个英文堂的各位讲一下，下个礼拜是11点聚会，我们跟今天的形式会有点不一样，我们不会穿的这么整齐哈，所以先告诉你们一下，邀请你们来参加。
This is my first time being able to speak to the entire church, and so I'm a little nervous.
今天是我第一次跟这个中文堂、英文堂一起讲道，所以我有点紧张。
But I know God is gracious, so let's just hear from the Lord. Amen.
但是我知道上帝是充满恩典的，就让我们听他跟我们讲什么。There
is a message that I always give when I have one opportunity to speak to a group of people.
我有一个信息是在每一次我有机会的时候，我都想要跟大家讲的。And
it's a message that I've spoken to the youth of this church.
我跟我们的青少年团契也讲过这个信息。So
some of you have heard this before.
所以有的人可能已经听过了。But
I hope that it speaks to you.
但是我希望今天仍然能跟你讲。Because
the word of God is different every time you read it.
因为上帝的话，你每次读的时候都有不同的感受。
Today we're going to start by reading John chapter 3.
我们开始的时候请读约翰福音第三章。
And we're just going to read it and just follow along with me.
我们读的时候你就看就可以。
Now there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a member of the Jewish ruling council. He came to Jesus at night and said, Rabbi, we know you are a teacher who has come from God, for no one could perform the miraculous signs you are doing if God were not with him.
有一个法利赛人名叫尼哥底母，是犹太人的官。这人夜里来见耶稣，说：“拉比，我们知道你是由神那里来做师傅的，因为你们所行的神迹，若没有神同在，无人能行。”In
reply, Jesus declared, "I tell you the truth, no one can see the kingdom of God unless he is born again. How can a man be born when he is old?" Nicodemus asked. "Surely he cannot enter a second time into his mother's womb to be born."
耶稣回答说：“我实实在在的告诉你，人若不从生，就不能见神的国。”尼哥底母说：“人已经老了，如何能从生呢？岂能再进母腹出生出来吗？”
Jesus answered, "I tell you the truth, no one can enter the kingdom of God unless he is born of water and the Spirit. Flesh gives birth to flesh, but the Spirit gives birth to spirit. You should not be surprised at my saying, you must be born again. The wind blows wherever it pleases, you hear its sound, but you cannot tell where it comes from or where it is going. So it is everyone born of the Spirit."
第五节，耶稣说：“我实实在在的告诉你，人若不是从水和圣灵生的，就不能进神的国。从肉身生的，就是肉身；从灵生的，就是灵。我说，你们必须从生，你不要以为稀奇。风随着意思吹，你们听见风的响声，却不晓得它从哪里来，往哪里去。凡从圣灵生的，也是如此。”
How can this be? Nicodemus asked. You are Israel's teacher, said Jesus, and do you not understand these things? I tell you the truth. We speak of what we know and we testify to what we have seen, but still, you people do not accept our testimony.
尼哥底母问他说：“怎么能有这事呢？” 耶稣回答说：“你是以色列人的先生，还不明白这事吗？我实实在在的告诉你。” 我们所说的是我们知道的，我们所见证的是我们见过的，你们却不领受我们的见证。Today's
sermon is titled Religion versus Relationship.
今天我们的讲题是关系和宗教。Is
it okay if I move around this morning?
I'm gonna
move around because I don't feel so comfortable behind the podium. So you know, you might get a little bit dizzy because I'm gonna move around a lot, but it's okay.
我希望不要使得你头昏。
Well, that was really short. I was sharing with the youth of the church that out of all the youth that accept Jesus as their Lord and Savior, only a third, one out of three, still go to church when they go to college.
我曾经跟这个青少年人讲说，这个三分之一的青少年他们才仍然去教会的。
Think about that. That's one out of every three youth. They're gone. They don't go to church anymore.
所以也就是说有三分之一的他们也不再去教会了。
And out of the third that continue to go to church, a third of them will leave the church after college.
但是这个三分之一去教会的青少年，他们三分之一又在大学毕业以后就不再去教会了。
But it's not just youth. Even in the churches today, no matter what age you are, what background, people are leaving the church. No matter if what your race is, no matter what your, if you're Presbyterian or Methodist, people are leaving the church.
但是也不是只是青少年而已，而是不管你什么人，不管你的背景、你的文化，不管是你哪一个宗教的，你都这些人都会逐渐离开教会。
And you have to ask this question, why are people leaving the church?
所以你就问这个问题了，为什么人要离开教会呢？
Has God changed?
是不是神有所改变？
Of course the answer is no.
当然我们知道这个回答案是不会改变的。
That means we've changed.
那么到底是什么呢？因为我们改变了。
And how we view God has changed.
我们怎么看到以为神改变了呢？
How many of you have a Facebook account?
你们什么人有
Facebook.
有一个这个信息，你有做记录的。
Any who has Facebook? No, some people. All right. Facebook, you can find old friends.
对不起啊，刚刚讲错了。你有没有你这个毕业的时候有那本这个所有的人的这个相片都在里面
？And so I was looking for old friends on the computer that I went to church with.
所以你可以在这个电脑上面可以找到以前你曾经跟你一起去教会的人的那个他的相片。
And I found a good old church friend.
那我就找到了这么一个曾经跟我一起去教会的朋友。
And so I wrote on my computer, "Will you be my friend?"
所以你就我就在这个电脑上说，你可不可以做我的朋友的
？And of course, he said yes.
所以他回答说可以的。
And he looks exactly the same.
他现在的样子跟以前一模一样。
I'm 40 pounds heavier.
我现在比以前增加了40磅。
So he said, "What happened?"
所以你就想是要问说到底怎么了
？I said, "I got married."
因为我结婚了。
I had two kids.
又生了两个孩子。
That's why I'm 40 pounds heavier.
为什么我现在重了40磅
？And I asked him the question that pastors always ask people.
所以我就问了这个牧师，做牧师最喜欢问的问题。
Are you going to church?
你现在还有去教会吗？
And he said, not right now.
他说我现在没有。
I said, why?
那我问他为什么呢？
He said, the church that I went to, there was a lot of fighting.
因为我去的那个教会，他们在里面很有纷争。
And if this is Christianity, I don't want it.
假如这个基督教是这样子的话，我才不要。
And so he left church.
所以他就离开了教会。
He used to be a teacher.
他曾经是个教师。
In Sunday school.
他在教主日学。
Youth group.
或者是青少年团契。
Singles.
或者是这个没有结婚的人的团契。
So I asked him, "What happened?"
所以我就问他说，到底怎么了
？Again.
又再问。
Because I wasn't satisfied with his answer.
因为我对他给我的答案，我觉得没办法接受。
And as I kept pushing and pushing, he really had nothing to say.
那我再继续问他，再继续问他，实在他没有什么可以讲的。
And then he asked me, "So what do you do?"
那他就问我说你做什么的
？I said, "I'm a pastor."
我就说我是牧师。
And he said, "Really?"
哦，真的吗
？I said, "Why are you so surprised?"
我问他说你为什么这么惊奇呢
？He said, "Because back then you were really bright."
因为你小的时候是很聪明的一个人。
He said.You could have done anything with your life.
你要做什么都可以的。
And I was very surprised.
我非常的惊奇。
Because I could not think about anything else but being a pastor.
因为我没有比做牧师我更想要做的事。
And I was sharing with him what God meant to me.
所以我就跟他分享说上帝对我生命上的意义。
But it didn't penetrate his heart.
但是没有办法让他听到心里。
And so I wondered again why someone that I knew where we grew up together in the church could walk away from God.
所以我在想了，我很不知道为什么曾经跟我一起长大的人为什么要离开教会。
And I realized again.
我后来明白了。
that it's religion versus relationship.
是因为宗教和这个关系，神有没有关系？
You know, religion is defined as a system of religious beliefs and actions.
那么宗教是什么呢？宗教就是这个一个你的信仰给你上的一个框框和你该做什么的行为。
It's focused on doing things.
主要的是要做什么。
Relationship is about intimately connecting with somebody.
那么关系呢，就是讲到你跟一个人有没有很亲密的来往和关系。
It's about dealing with our emotion.
而是主要是讲到你的情感。
And what we're going to see here in John 3 today is someone who is struggling with religion versus a relationship with God.
我们在这第三章看到的这个人，他就是自己在挣扎，不晓得什么是关系或者是宗教。
Let's look at John chapter 3, verse 1.
请看第一节。
Now there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a member of the Jewish ruling council.
这个叫尼哥底母的人，他是一个犹太人的是一个法利赛人。
We know two things by this verse.
我们从这一节就看到有两点。
First of all, Nicodemus is a Pharisee.
他是一个法利赛人。
We know that he's very smart.
我们因此知道他是很聪明的。
We know when he was a little boy that he began to memorize the Old Testament law.
知道他从小就已经开始能够背诵所有的这个旧约里边的法律。
We know that his father taught him what it meant to be a Jew.
他的父亲也一定教导他一个犹太人是什么。
There were very few dumb Jewish boys.
这个犹太的孩子很少有笨的男孩子。
They were very bright.
他们都是很聪明的。
And so we know that he grew up very wise.
所以我们知道他成长也成为一个很有智慧的人。
We know that he knew the very strict laws of what to do and what not to do.
我们也知道他对这个非常严谨的这个法律，什么该做，什么不能做。
He practiced fasting and ceremony.
他也按照规矩进食和行各种的庆典。
If we see him now, we would all say, wow, what a spiritual person.
只要我们今天看到这样子的人，我们都会说，哈，真是不得了，这么有灵性的人。
Spend hours in prayer.
花很多的时间来祷告。
And just teaching about the word of God.
就教别人这个神的话语。
Second, we know that he's a member of the Jewish ruling council.
我们也知道他是犹太人的官。
Not everyone could be a part of this council.
不是每一个人都可以成为犹太人的官的。
You have to be rich.
你第一个要很富有。
You have to have good family background.
而且要很好的家庭背景。
You have to have good inheritance.
你要有很好的产业。
It was not easy.
不是很容易成为官的。
So we have someone who grew up very smart, very blessed in all different types of ways.
所以我们知道有很多人他们长大。会有很聪明，很受到很多的祝福。
In fact, we know that he was probably one of the three richest persons, families in this community.
我们也相信他在他的那个社会里面，他可能是一个非常最有钱的家庭里面出来的。
But we know he's searching for something.
但是我们也知道他在寻找什么。
Look at verse 2. He came to Jesus at night and said, Rabbi, we know you are a teacher who has come from God, for no one could perform the miraculous signs you are doing if God were not with him.
这人夜里来见耶稣说，拉比，我们知道你是由神那里来做师父的，因为你所行的神迹，若没有神同在，无人能行。
Why would you come at night?
为什么这个人要晚上来呢？
The only reason you would come at night is because one, you have to work during the day.
可能一点是因为白天要工作。
But we know that he didn't have to work because he was rich.
但是我们也知道他是很有钱的人，所以他根本不需要工作的。
He didn't have a 9-to-5 job he had to go to.
他不是从早到九点到五点要上班的人。
The other reason would be because he didn't want anyone to know that he is talking with Jesus.
第二点可能呢，就是他不希望别人看到来找耶稣。
To Nicodemus, Jesus was only a good teacher. Even though Jesus had performed miracles,
虽然耶稣已经行了很多神迹,
and ministered to people,
帮助了很多的人,
still he was just some good man.
但是对他来讲,
Look at verse 3.
看第三节,
Jesus declared, I tell you the truth, no one can see the kingdom of God unless he is born again.
他说, 人若不重生就不能见神的国。
Verse 4, how can a man be born when he is old? Nicodemus asked, surely he cannot enter into his mother's womb to be born.
第四节就问了,说人老了,如何能重生呢?岂能再进母腹生出来吗?
Jesus answered, I tell you the truth, no one can enter the kingdom of God unless he is born of water and the Spirit.
那么耶稣回答说,我实实在在告诉你,人若不从水和圣灵生,就不能进神的国。
So Nicodemus had money, power,
他有权力,
status,
他有地位,
wealth in every way possible.
每一个方向来讲,
so why visit Jesus at night in secret?
为什么在半夜偷偷地来见耶稣呢?
Do you know what happens to Nicodemus if people find out he's searching after Jesus?
你想别人会怎么讲呢? 假如别人发现他在寻求耶稣,
he will be cast out. He will lose his status. He will lose his wealth. He will lose everything. So why is he there? Verse 6 through 9, we've read already. And verse 10, it says, you are Israel's teacher, said Jesus, and you do not understand these things?
第十节耶稣对他说,你是以色列人的先生,还不明白这事吗?
The Jews had 613 laws.
犹太人有613条的法律。
They counted every word in the Ten Commandments.
他们把这个十诫里面每一个字都数过了。
It comes to 613.
因为一共有613个字,
so they made 613 laws.
所以他们就制作了613个法律,
and you have to follow every single one.
而每一个都要遵守,
248 tells you what to do.
告诉你要做, 去做什么,
365 tells you what not to do.
告诉你什么不能去做,
that's one for every day of the year.
而是每一天,
but you had to keep that every day. So Jesus realized he's smart.
所以耶稣他知道这个尼哥底母是聪明的,
but still, he is not very bright. He doesn't understand spiritual things. And so he challenges him. Says, you know everything, but you don't understand my teaching. Do you know why?
你知道为什么吗?
Because religion cannot satisfy a relationship. We can do our quiet time every day. My Bible is read through the Bible in 90 days.
我所用的圣经是说90天读完一本。
I have not done it yet.
我还没读完。
I've had it for a year.
我已经拥有一年的时间了。
It's very hard.
非常的不容易。
They have a checklist in the back.
在后面呢,还有一个你可以读了就把它打勾的。
So when you read, you check it off.
读一点就打一勾。
I only have like 7.
我一共打了7个勾。
But sometimes you read it,
有的时候你读,
and then you check it,
你就打个勾,
and you think, oh, now I'm spiritual.
你就自己很满意, 说我现在属灵了。
Sometimes you go to church,
有的时候你去教会,
and you're very sick,
你身体不舒服,
you're very busy,
你很忙,
and then you go to church,
但是你去做礼拜,
and you say, oh, I went to church today,
你就打个勾, 我今天去教会了,
and you feel very spiritual. Sometimes you receive a phone call, and somebody is complaining on the other side of the phone, or they're going through a difficult time. And so you counsel them. You pray for them.
为他祷告。
You hang up the phone.
你把电话挂了以后。
And you tap yourself on the back.
你自己拍拍肩。
And you say, "Oh, so spiritual."
哇，我好属灵哦。
Sometimes you go to prayer meeting.
有的时候你是参加这个祷告会。
You say, "I've never missed a prayer meeting."
你说我没从来没有不去祷告会过。
In 30 years.
三十年来如此。
And you're so proud.
你就好骄傲。
And we think.
我们想。
That equals spirituality.
这样子的人呢，这种行为呢，就是属灵的。
But that's not the case.
但是却不是如此。
Nicodemus is smarter than all of us.
尼哥底母比我们在座的每一个人都还聪明。
He's wiser than us.
他比我们还有智慧。
He prayed more than all of us.
他比我们每一个人祷告的还多。
He knew the Bible better than we did.
他对圣经的认识也比我们多。
But still, he's searching for something.
但是他还在寻找什么东西。
Because these actions don't satisfy his heart.
因为这些所做的这些行为没有办法使他的心里得到满足。
And let me ask you this question.
让我问你这个问题。
Does God satisfy your heart?
上帝能够使你的心满足吗？
Not because you did what you were supposed to do.
不是因为你做了事，你该做的事。
But because you are drawn to love God.
而是你被他吸引，你要愿意爱他。
Do we think that God is sitting in heaven saying, "Oh, he prayed today, awesome"?
你会想说，上帝坐在他的天上，说，哦，这个人今天祷告，给他一个勾吧。
That's not what he's doing.
上帝不是这样子的。
He's just wanting to have a relationship with us.
他就是希望给你有一个好的关系。
All of you with children in here, you know what I'm talking about.
凡是有孩子的人，你们都知道我在讲什么。
Every day I come home from work.
每天我下班回到家。
And I open the door.
我把门打开后。
My kids come sometimes.
我的孩子有的时候会来迎接我。
Sometimes not.
有的时候也不出来。
I get very happy when they come.
我很高兴他们能够出来。
Give me a big hug.
他们来拥抱我一下。
And I get very mad.
但是我会不高兴。
When nobody comes to the door.
但是没有人来这个门口来迎接我。
Because I know that my wife is teaching them, when daddy comes home, go say hi.
因为我知道我的太太一直在教导他们说，爸爸回来的时候要去欢迎他。
And I can tell when they remember, oh, I have to go say hi.
所以我可以看得出来，他们都说啊，我又要去跟他打个招呼了。
Because they hug me like this. Oh, hi, Dad.
他只是在我身上轻轻地拍一下，说 hi, 爸爸。
And then they run away.
然后就跑走了。
But when they are really happy to see me,
但是他们若是真正很高兴看到我的时候
，they hug me.
他紧紧地拥抱我。
They hang on to my leg.
他们甚至于抓住我的腿。
They will not stop talking about something.
他们就一直讲，一直讲，告诉我们他们的事情。
I don't understand what they're saying.
我虽然听不懂他们在讲什么。
But I let them talk anyway.
但是我就让他们一直讲下去。
And I just say, okay, okay.
我就说好啊，好啊，好。
And I'm very happy.
我非常的高兴。
See the difference?
所以你可以看得出来有什么区别吗？
Parents, you know.
做父母的都明白。
God knows too.
我们的上帝也知道。
Doesn't matter how young you are.
不管你多年轻。
Doesn't matter how old you are.
或者是年纪多大。
God desires an intimate relationship with all of us.
我们的上帝都渴望跟你有一个非常亲密的关系。
You know, if we don't connect with God emotionally.
若是我们的心理情绪感情没有跟他联合在一起。
Once it becomes hard.In our lives, we kind of forget God.
假如我们的这个生活开始有问题、困难的时候，我们的心就硬起来，就开始把神给忘记了。
Because there's nothing intimate about our relationship.
因为我们跟他的关系里面一点都不亲密。
Nothing keeps us together.
没有什么事情可以让我们在一起的。
God becomes very religious to us.
所以上帝就逐渐地变成非常一个宗教的形象而已。
And Jesus did not want that.
耶稣他所要的不是这样子的关系。
We read verse 11 through 15.
我们从十一到十五节念过了。
And Jesus is talking about salvation.
耶稣在这几节里面是讲了这个拯救。
And he says in verse 14.
大家十四节这么说。
Just as Moses lifted up the snake in the desert, so the Son of Man must be lifted up.
摩西在旷野怎样举舌，人子也必照样被举起来。
That everyone who believes in him may have eternal life.
叫一切信他的都得永生。
To a Jew, that was wrong theology.
对一个犹太人来讲，这个神学完全错了。
Jews believe that only Jews can go to heaven.
因为犹太人，他们相信只有犹太人才能够去天堂的。
Or converts to Judaism.
或者是改信犹太教的人才可以。
So when Jesus said that the whole world can go to heaven, he didn't understand that.
所以当耶稣讲说全世界的人只要信的都可以去天堂，他不明白。
He thought this goes against the law.
他认为这个跟他们的律法不一样。
But once again,
但是再看到
Jesus was teaching about relationship.
耶稣在这里在教的是个关系。
Not a set of do's and don'ts.
不是什么可以做或者什么不可以做的规矩。
But about relationship.
而是讲到这个关系。
I want you to turn with me or read above John chapter 7, verse 45.
我请你们打开到约翰福音第七章四十五到五十三节，五十二节。
The Pharisees are going crazy.
在这里看到法律赛人他们已经不知所行了。
Jesus is doing too much ministry.
因为耶稣帮助了很多很多的人，做了很多事。
He's the most popular speaker in the world.
他在世界上最受欢迎的讲员。
And they want to kill him.
但是这些法律赛人要想把他杀了。
And so they send soldiers to get him and to bring him back so they can kill him.
所以他们就派兵丁去把他抓过来，希望把他杀死。
But as Jesus is preaching and teaching, even the army, the soldiers, they're listening and they are beginning to change.
但是这些这个兵丁听到耶稣在那里继续教导的时候，连这些人呢都变成在那里愿意听了的相信。
And Jesus is not teaching law.
耶稣在教导的不是律法。
He's teaching relationship with him.
他在教导人怎么样跟他有一个关系。
So in verse 45,
第四十五节
it says, finally, the temple guards went back to the chief priests and the Pharisees who asked them, why didn't you bring him in?
差役回到祭司长和法利赛人那里，他们对差役说，你们怎么没有带他来呢？
No one ever spoke the way this man does, the guards declared.
差役回答说，从来没有像他这样说话的。
You mean he has deceived you also?
法利赛人说，你们也受了迷惑吗？
Look at verse 50.
请看第五十节。
Nicodemus, who had gone to Jesus earlier and who was one of their own number, asked, "Does our law condemn anyone without first hearing him to find out what he is doing?"
内中有尼哥底母，就是从前去见耶稣的，对他们说，不先听本人的口供，不知道他所做的事，难道我们的律法还定他的罪吗？
Are you a Galilee too?
你们也是这个加利利人吗？
See, they are challenging now Nicodemus.
他们法利赛人在向尼哥底母挑战了。
And it's a big risk for Nicodemus to question what's going on.
对尼哥底母来讲是他有危险性的，他来讲到底是你们在做些什么。
But something is stirring in his heart.
但是对他的心里面有一些东西来激动他。
He wants something more than just the law.
因为他所要的不是光是律法，而要
多。He wants something more than just religion.
他要比这个宗教还要有更有分量的东西。
Because it's not enough just to do certain things.
因为只是说可以做什么，不可以做什么是不够的。
Today is Valentine's Day.
今天是情人节。
Yesterday, I celebrate Valentine's Day.
昨天我就已经庆祝过情人节了。
A little bit.
稍微庆祝了一点。
Yesterday, I snuck out of my house.
我从我的家里偷偷出来
，and drove to a restaurant，
然后就开到这个一个餐馆
，and got my wife's favorite dessert in all the world，
就买了我太太在全世界里面最喜欢的一个甜点
，cheesecake，
是这个cheese 的蛋糕
，from the cheesecake factory，
从这个 cheesecake factory 的店里买的
，and she was sharing with me a few days ago。
因为他前两天跟我讲过
that how she's thinking about this cheesecake
他一直在想要吃这个 cheese 的蛋糕。
And how it brought a smile to her face.
他讲到的时候, 脸上都笑了。
And how much she realized she really loves that cheesecake.
她真的是好喜欢。
That's okay, honey, if I share it, right? And so I snuck out yesterday.
所以我就偷偷跑出去,
made an excuse.
找了一些借口,
drove to the restaurant.
然后就开到那个餐馆,
got that wonderful cheesecake.
买了一个非常好吃的这个 cheese 蛋糕。
And last night, as she was, we're doing laundry and work, I put it on the table on the living room.
昨天晚上我们在工作，在洗东西的时候，我就把蛋糕拿出来了，放在那个桌子上面。
And she came in and she said, "What's this?"
她进来了，一看说，啊，这是什么呢？
I was so happy.
啊，好高兴哦。
Knowing that she was happy.
因为她高兴，我就高兴。
And so I held her like this.
我就碰摸她的肩膀。
And I kissed her on the cheek.
就亲了她一口。
Like this, like that. And I said, "Happy Valentine's Day."
所以我就祝她有一个快乐的情人节。And
we had some cake.
所以我们就一起吃了这个蛋糕。That
night,
那天晚上,
before we went to bed,
我们在睡觉以前,
we always tried to kiss, you know, good night.
我们常常要亲吻一下才睡觉。And
last night she asked me,
所以我太太昨天晚上问我,
"Where's my good night kiss?"
我这个晚上这个吻别在哪里啊?
And then I told her.
所以我就告诉她,
I kissed you already.
我已经亲过你一次了。
And she looked at me.
So 她就看着我。
And she said, "Oh, fine."
好吧。
And then I realized.
然后我才感觉到,
that wasn't the best thing to do.
我那样子讲实在是不好。
You see, in our relationship with God,
看吧，我们跟神的关系也是如此。
Sometimes we think, "Well, I did it, so it's enough."
说我已经做了，是不是就够了呢？
And we think that it's okay.
我们常常想说够了，够了。
But it's not okay.
但是却还是不够。
Because just doing certain things in your relationship with God is not enough.
因为在这个关系里面，你只是做一些事情的话，实在是不够的。
God desires so much more than do's and don'ts.
因为上帝所喜悦的不是超过这些该做和不该做的事情。
That's why he died on the cross.
那也就是为什么他死在十字架上。
So we don't have to do do's and don'ts.
我们就不需要再遵循这些可以做不可以做的事情。
Because do's and don'ts causes us to be away from the Lord.
因为什么时候可以做可以不做这些事情来困扰你的时候，反而使你远离神了。
Be honest with yourself.
你自己要对自己坦白。
If you don't do your quiet time,
假如你没有自己那个灵修的时间,
how do you feel?
你会感觉什么?
Guilty.
觉得很有罪恶感。
You didn't go to prayer meeting this week.
你这个礼拜也没有去祷告会。
How do you feel?
你心里怎么想?
Oh, guilty.
又是很, 这个亏欠。
You didn't come to church last week.
上个礼拜也没有来, 教会。
Too tired.
太累了。
Super Bowl.
因为看足球赛。
How do you feel?
你觉得怎么样?
A lot of times guilty.
很多时候你的心里觉得很有罪恶感。
And when we feel guilty,
当我们有罪恶感的时候,
do we want to draw closer to God?
我们会想要跟他亲近吗?
No.
我们可能不会。
We draw away from Him.
我们反而会远离主。
So God has to get rid of that.
所以上帝就要把这些, 这些使得我们有罪恶感的东西拿掉。
He's not requiring do's and don'ts.
他不再要求我们什么要做什么不可以做。
And to Nicodemus, he was starting to discover this very thing.
而这个尼哥底母他就逐渐地发掘了这个真理。
He met Jesus when Jesus was just beginning his ministry.
他在耶稣开始他的在世上事工的开始的期间就来认识耶稸了。
So for a long period of time, Nicodemus was hanging around.
所以这很长的一段时间，尼哥底母都在旁边在观察。
He was seeing Jesus do his miraculous things.
因为他也看到了耶稣做他很多的神迹。
Healing the sick.
他医治了,
raising the dead.
使死人复活,
feeding thousands of people.
喂饱了几千的人,
speaking truth.
他传讲真理,
questioning his own people.
对这些他的, 这个本乡本国的人, 他来问, 质问他们一些问题。
And then finally, finally coming to a point where God becomes real to him.
到最后到达了他的一个地步，就是神变成真实的一个人了。
Turn to John chapter 19.
请打开约翰福音第十九章。
We're going to close with this.
我们结束的时候要来读这里。
Verse 38.
第三十八节。
Later, Joseph of Arimathea asked Pilate for the body of Jesus. Now Joseph was a disciple of Jesus, but secretly because he feared the Jews. With Pilate's permission, he came and took the body away.
Verse 38.
He was accompanied by Nicodemus.
那么这个人呢，有尼哥底母陪他一起去。
The man who earlier had visited Jesus at night, Nicodemus brought a mixture of myrrh and aloes, about 75 pounds.
这个尼哥底母就是先前夜里去见耶稣的，带着没药和沉香，约有100斤钱来。
Taking Jesus' body, the two of them wrapped it with the spices in strips of linen. This was in accordance with Jewish burial custom.
他们就照着犹太人殡葬的规矩，把耶稣的身体用细麻布浇上香料裹好了。
First, he met Jesus in the dark.
开始的时候，他在晚上去见耶稣。
In secret.
是偷偷的去的。
So nobody could know.
所以没有人可以知道。
As time passes by.
但是过了些时候。
He experiences God.
他开始经验了耶稣。
His heart is stirred.
他的心里受到激动。
And now, the final time we see Nicodemus, he is not in the dark anymore.
在最后时，我们看到尼哥底母不是躲在黑暗里面了。
In fact, he is in broad daylight.
他在大白天的时候出现了。
Everybody sees him.
每一个人都看到他。
There is no hiding.
一点都没有躲躲藏藏。
Everybody is there as Jesus is being crucified.
因为耶稣被钉十字架的时候，每一个人都在那里。
The Pharisees are there.
法利赛人在那里。
His friends are there.
他的朋友们在那里。
Disciples are there.
他的门徒在那里。
Romans are there.
罗马人在那里。
Everybody is there.
每一个人都在那里。
And everybody sees Nicodemus going to the foot of Jesus.
每一个人都看到了那个尼哥底马走到耶稣的脚前。
There's no more hiding.
他不再躲躲藏藏。
It's going to cost him his life.
这样的行为会要他可能失到他的生命的。
He will now be cast out.
他要被犹太人给赶出去。
His friends will no longer welcome him.
他的朋友也不再跟他友好。
His family will reject him.
他的家人也会拒绝他。
People will point at him.
别人都会向他指指点点。
He could face a lot of difficult things in life.
他的会遇到很多使得他有困难的事情。
But God has become real to him.
但是上帝已经对他来讲是一个真实的。
And so it's worth it.
是对他来讲是值得的。
See, religion won't do that.
假如只有宗教的话就不可能了。
But relationship will.
但是有这个关系的话就可以。
Some of you have a very religious view of God.
有你们当中有的人对这个上帝的看法是非常宗教化的。
You do things because you think that will make God happy.
你做某些事情，你因为你相信这些事情会使神高兴。
You do things because you think that you have to.
你做这些事情，因为你认为你必须要做。
You do things because you want other people to see you and say, "Oh, very spiritual person."
而且或者是你做这些事情，要希望要别人看到你说你好属灵。
But that's not the correct view of God.
但是对这个认识上帝却不是这样子的。
Young people.
年轻的,
you cannot live off of your parents' religion.
你不可以, 你们做孩子的, 你们这个宗, 父母亲的信仰不是你们的信仰。
But also, you cannot live off of your parents' relationship with God.
而且, 但是他, 你父母亲跟神的关系也不能够传给你的。
My mother is a prayer and fasting warrior.
我的母亲是这个祷告和禁食的一个战士。
But that doesn't mean that I'm a praying fasting warrior.
但是我并不是说我也如此。
Because she loves God.
因为她爱主。
Does it mean that I love God like she does?
也不是说我就像她一样那样子的爱主。
And you need to start thinking about what your relationship with God is like.
我们每一个人都要来思想我们跟神的关系，我们本身跟他的关系是什么。
Because a third of young people are leaving church.
因为有三分之一的年轻人他们在离开教会。
And a third of them are breaking their relationship with God.
其中再有三分之一跟神的关系已经开始破裂。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because you don't have a relationship with him.
因为跟神本身没有关系。
Not young people, but the rest of us.
不光是年轻人，我们其他的人。
How long have we been living our life for God?
我们为神活有多久时间了呢？
But thinking that it's about doing this and this and this.
是不是你都是认为就是做做做？
It's not about that.
但实际上不是如此的。
It's about having an intimacy with Jesus.
应该是跟耶稣有一个很亲密的关系。
It's about sharing your heart with him.
是跟他分享你心里的事情。
It's about being intimate with him.
跟他非常的亲密。
It's about your heart burning for Christ.
而你的心里对他火热。
He desires that.
上帝也希望我们如此。
I want to ask everybody to check their hearts today.
我希望你们每一个人都验查你自己的心。
Do you have a love relationship with Jesus?
你有对跟耶稣有一个爱的关系吗？
Or is it about a set of rules?
还是你有的只不过是一些条款而已。
Search your heart.
你自己验查你的心。
And I pray that we can be like Nicodemus.
我祷告也希望每一个人都能够像尼哥底母一样。
Willing to give up everything.
愿意把所有的都抛弃。
For a relationship with Christ.
为了就是要跟耶稣基督有一个关系。
Amen.
Amen.
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Speak to our hearts today, Lord.
主对我们的心里说话。
I pray if there's anybody in here who is not sure about their relationship with Christ would come to know you.
主，我向你祈求，我们中间若是有任何的一个人对你的关系都有疑问的，请你帮助他们来认识耶稣。
Search our hearts, God.
你验查我们的心。
Are we living a religious Christian life?
我们是不是只是活在一个宗教性的规条里呢？
I pray that you would remove that heart from us.
主，求你把这样子的心态拿走。
And let us experience your grace.
让我们亲自经验你自己的恩典。
Lord, it may take some time.
主，我们知道有这样子也许会要有一段时间才可以。
It may happen right now.
但是也可能现在就可以发生。
For Nicodemus, it took some time.
对尼哥底母来讲是经过一段时间才改变的。
So whether Lord today or tomorrow we pray that you would minister to our hearts.
不管是今天或者是明天，主，我们都求你继续在我们心里工作。
Lord, we desire to give to you our lives.
主，我们愿意将我们的生命献给你。
We want more than just do's and don'ts.
我们所渴望的是超过这些规条。
Just as parents embrace their children.
就像做父母的拥抱他们的孩子。
With that pure heart.
有那样子纯净的心。
And pure love.
纯净的爱。
So we desire to be embraced by you.
我们也愿渴望你自己来拥抱我们。
Bless us this week.
求主祝福我们这整个礼拜。
To reflect upon our love relationship with you.
以至于我们能够来反省我们跟你的爱的关系。
And if there's anybody in here who needs to make a decision,
若是我们当中有任何人愿意做这样子的决定的，
I pray they would be courage, they would have courage to do so.
主，我祷告求你给他这样子的勇气。
Lord, this Valentine's Day,
主，这个情人节，
You are the lover of our soul.
你是我们灵魂的爱。
Thank you, God.
我们感谢主。
In Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.